While it might sound confusing or complicated, the average system takes very little to set up and is easy to maintain. The simplest systems can be set up in a matter of moments, especially if you're planning on using aquaponic techniques. The earliest examples of hydroponics have been found in Roman settlements from around 100 CE, but it became much more popular during the 1600s, though still in a minority compared to traditional methods. When growing using hydroponic methods, it's imperative that you have control over every aspect of the plant growth cycle, which is why most gardeners choose to grow their systems indoors or in greenhouses. Climate, lighting, and nutrition are all important parts of growing healthy plants, so you can't leave it to chance if you want to get the best out of your investment. You can get really complicated and go with timed lighting, cell phone-controlled thermostats, and filtration systems, but this is wholly unnecessary on a simple household scale. The other extreme is a system that uses no electricity at all and nothing but a growing tray and water. Most people using hydroponics opt for somewhere in the middle. Aquaponics versus hydroponics. So why are we only looking at hydroponics? Aquaponics is the more complete method. Surely it would be a waste of time to only deal with the hydroponic part. The reason hydroponics is more important than aquaponics is that you can have hydroponics without aquaculture, but you can't have aquaculture without hydroponics. Aquaculture uses a combination of hydroponic growing methods and fish rearing to create a closed and mutually beneficial system. For many, hydroponics is the stepping stone to aquaponics, since it takes very little adjustment to add fish into an existing hydroponic system. Organic, hydroponic, and natural. We've mentioned natural methods, but this term is really a loose coverall. Natural methods, in our context, means that this is the normal plant growth cycle at work without man-made interference. Hydroponics is far from a natural method. In fact, it relies entirely on human interference to work at all. This doesn't mean that the method is bad or has to be done entirely with chemicals. This is what draws many to organic farming methods, the lack of chemicals. The main difference between these methods is what sort of fertilizer is used, since natural methods use none at all, and hydroponics may rely entirely on chemical intervention to work. All fertilizers provide plants with the nutrition they need via major and micronutrients. Major nutrients are elements like nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, which are found naturally in the soil, but their consistency and ratio varies by location and product. Micronutrients are often referred to as trace elements, since the necessary amount for plant growth is either negligible or tiny in comparison to the major nutrients. Micronutrients are cobalt, manganese, iron, zinc, sulfur, calcium, magnesium, boron, and molybdenum. Micronutrients for hydroponics are added directly in hydroponic methods and include the same elements specifically measured out to the ratio for optimum plant growth. These fertilizers are often more refined and have fewer impurities. They are almost entirely chemical in composition. This is where aquaponics often steps in. For those farmers who want to use a hydroponic system but don't want to use chemicals on their food, the byproducts of growing fish happen to be nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus, excreted directly into the water. Organic, on the other hand, means that the products are created entirely from natural processes, like composting, with no refinement or additives that are not found in nature. You can see why aquaponics becomes so popular because of this, when compared to the more chemical-rich hydroponic product. Organic fertilizers also use a different method to give the plant the nutrition it needs. Plants take up nutrients via their roots, but for the plant to be able to absorb the nutrients, they have to be in the right chemical shape. Organic methods rely on bacteria to break down the natural material into the elements